The first Lord's Day of each month, we enjoy taking time to meditate specifically on a psalm, so we can have explanation of the terms there and to see Jesus Christ there. I'll read Psalm 131 as it appears in the Scriptures. Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I concern myself with great matters, nor things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth forevermore. You may have noticed that this and recent psalms have been called the psalms or songs of ascent. They're sung by the people of God as they went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the different feasts and festivals. This particular psalm has to do with humility and with a simple trust in the Lord. The author David confesses this type of trust, the type of trust that a toddler has with his mother. So think about that. Think about some of the toddlers in the congregation. Think about Samuel and Johnny and how comfortable they are in their mother's lap. It really is a beautiful picture, isn't it? I can see one of them right now. I can see Annie in Stephanie's lap just being comfortable right there. That's the type of trust that David says that he has in his Lord. I want you to think about that in the context of the children of Israel going up to celebrate the feasts of the Lord. They were going there to celebrate maybe the feast of Passover. And as they went, they said together, our trust is in the Lord. We are like a little toddler climbing into his mother's lap. So we are coming to the Lord our Savior and trusting in you, our God. We practice the very same thing each week when we worship. We practice the same thing during those special seasons of celebrating the sacraments of the Lord's Supper or baptism. We come knowing that God has given His Son, Jesus Christ, to take away our sins. And so we can come into the presence of a holy God and rest there. And rest there with the confidence of God's love as surely as a child trusting in his mother's love. In that light, we say and we sing with this psalm, I quiet my soul. I calm myself in the presence of the Lord. I was thinking about what things might disturb us. And I thought of those besetting sins. And I thought of the trials that I've gone through this week. And I was reminded how good it is to know that we can be calm and quiet knowing that our sins are forgiven. This psalm has a very practical side to it as well. Verse 1 says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor things too profound for me. David had an excellent grasp on who he was in God's eyes. And he expressed a contentment with God's provision and calling. So he could say that he would not presume to overreach himself. He would not presume to delve into matters that didn't belong to him. Picture the toddler again. There's something very unpretentious about a toddler, isn't there? They know that their mother loves them. Now, that can turn into pretension sometimes, I guess. But they know that their mother loves them. They can rest contentedly in that. And they don't need to grasp for anything more. This was David's attitude. You might think, that's all well and good. David was a king. He didn't have much that he needed to grasp for. As a king, he had power and riches and comfort. This is easy for him to say. But before you go down that road too far, I want you to be reminded about how pride and presumption don't go away with positions of power. In fact, they are one of those temptations that are especially given to those that have power and prestige. It is all too common, and you've observed this, it is all too common for those in power to become haughty, to become self-centered and presumptuous about their position. David, by faith, deliberately acts against that. He says, by faith I humble myself before the Lord. I do not grasp for things that don't belong to me. As such, David gives a living picture of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Philippians 2 says this of our Lord Jesus. Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. David provides us a living picture of this humility that Jesus had. Jesus possessed, and Jesus is and was God eternal, and yet he humbled himself and, as it were, veiled that glory so that he would be our Savior. Along with David, then, and along with Paul, I say, let this mind be in you. This mind that Christ had and that David had. Be on your guard about making more of yourself than you ought. In salvation, be childlike in your faith. And in life, be wary of pursuing matters because they bring you glory or prestige. Instead, check your ambitions against the humility of Christ himself, and nurture this type of simple trust in the Lord. The last verse says, O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Amen. Let's sing this together. Turn to Psalm 131. We'll use the second selection, the B selection. And think again of that we are the people of God, and that together, as we are on that pilgrimage of our lives, that we are confessing a simple trust in the Lord. I invite you to please stand to sing Psalm 131b.